listening to Season 2 of Peace Signs, Stories of Peace, Justice, and Faith at Penn State University, brought to you by Third Way Collective. This is a special episode of the Peace Signs podcast documenting our journey to Miami for a spring break service and learning trip.
I am Michael Simmons. Today we went to Easter Seals and we met with people, with senior citizens with dementia and Alzheimer's. I met a woman named Alejandra Gomez who was able, she was from El Salvador and went to Nicaragua before. She was able to, when I started describing the area, she knew exactly what city I was in, and it was pretty cool to be able to talk to somebody who knew that region.
I'm Abby Ruth. Today I went to a place called Easter Seals, and they run a variety of programs for people with mental health problems, and including they do adult daycare for dementia and Alzheimer's senior citizens. The director of the place kind of did an introduction at the beginning, and she mentioned one of the patients, I don't know if that's the right word, but one of the patients who was her favorite, who actually used to be the host of a cooking show in Ecuador, and I got all excited because I studied in Ecuador last semester, and she's like, oh, are you Ecuadorian? I was like, no, but I spent the semester in Ecuador, and she's like, do you speak Spanish? And I said, yeah, and she's like, oh, you have to meet her. So I actually got to spend almost the entire morning talking with Cecilia, was her name, and she was so cute. We did get to speak a lot of Spanish, but she also spoke perfect English, and it was just a really good time. She was really sweet.
My name is Deborah Adebowale. Today, I helped with, Mission Home. I probably gave it a different name from what it actually is, but it's a home that has to do with homeless people and, well, they're not homeless anymore, but it's a program. People had substance abuse problems, and now this is an opportunity for them to transition from the old life they had into a better one, into becoming better citizens of society. And I thought it was actually great that they have programs like this, because I've thought of things like this, but to actually see one in real life and see how productive it is and how it's actually truly working for them is really great. I helped in a thrift store, which helps benefit the program and the, I guess, company. And I hung up a lot of clothes, cleared out a lot of racks, which was long and, I guess, a drag for a bit, but it was actually nice since I was doing something.
I am Diana Malcolm. I'm with Westminster Presbyterian Fellowship at Penn State. I had the opportunity to work at the Miami Rescue Mission. And it is a organization that's been around since, I think, 1922, that's been trying to alleviate homelessness here in Miami. Really love how people are supporting the mission by donating their goods, and there's a lot of thrift shop stuff going on there that people were shopping, and that money goes towards the mission. But I also really love how many volunteers we worked alongside from the community, and it was nice to see the folks that are being served by the mission also there working alongside us.
I'm Peter. I'm from China. We went to the daycare center. It was an Easter deal. We worked with Alzheimer's patients, and we had a lot of fun. We play games, we talk to them, they ask about who we are, and I learned a lot of really interesting things from them. And there's a really huge Hispanic community here. Most of the patients there, they speak Spanish, and it was quite a cultural shock because I got lost sometimes, times.
Hi, I'm Jen, the director of the Wesley Foundation and campus ministry for Abu Java Coffee House. Today we spent time at Easter Seals and interacted with those experiencing memory loss and Alzheimer's, and just hung out with them and sang with them and danced with them and enjoyed time with students and relationships with them. A highlight was seeing students build relationships with across generations and have them find moments of connection with those that they probably have an everyday little to do with or think that they have in common with.
My name is Lamont Wright. Today, we went to a nursing home filled with older people with Alzheimer's and autism and different disabilities. And we basically just played games with them and interacted with them, had just normal conversations, and we actually danced for pretty much an hour. And it was a great experience, honestly. Just telling them about our goals and and knowing that, you know, they had similar goals and they've either achieved them or they're still, like, looking forward to achieving them. And I don't know, just putting a smile on their faces was probably the best part, because there were times where we would all be laughing for, like, you know, 60 seconds, you know, completely. So that was probably the best part, just the reactions and laughing.
Peace Signs is a project of Third Way Collective, committed to Christ-centered peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University. To find out more and to lend your voice, like us on Facebook, follow on Twitter, or visit us at thirdwaycollective.org.